Hey, it's Eric. Welcome back to another awesome episode. Today, we're going to talk about the Stoics and how they would invest, how they would handle market volatility, what they would do in a face of turmoil, and what an asset allocation might look like. All right, on the other side of this break.
Welcome to The Plain Wealth, a show about wealth, health, and happiness. Join Eric Cooper and guests as they discuss what they are working on, working out, and what they are working for. All opinions expressed by Eric and guests are solely their own opinion and do not reflect the opinion of ELC advisors. This podcast is for informational purposes only and should not be relied upon for any investment decisions. Clients of ELC advisors may maintain positions in the securities discussed in this podcast.
This podcast is brought to you in part by ELC advisors. ELC advisors is an efficient low-cost wealth management firm that brings Wall Street experience to Main Street at a fair price. Our fees are less than half of the national average. Experience well-priced advice today. ELCAdvisors.com.
Welcome back to The Plain Wealth. I'm Eric, and you have found yourself the greatest place to talk about investing ever, maybe ever. I'm kidding. But today we're going to talk about how to invest like a Stoic. What does that mean? What does that mean? Everyone's heard about meditations of Marcus Aurelius and Seneca and popularized by Ryan Holiday. I'm sure we all get the email, the Daily Stoic. But how can and should that apply to your investing journey? I'm going to go through a few things that I think might make sense. So the first of which is focus on what you can control, not market fluctuation. So Stoicism emphasizes separating what's within your control, basically your decisions and your actions, from what's outside your control, market swings or other investors' behavior or whatever CNBC is airing that day because they're going crazy and they just are sensational and need headlines. A Stoic would advise on building a sound investment strategy and staying informed, but not obsessing over daily market noise. So I think good advice is to come up with a strategic asset allocation. And yeah, if you want to tweak things on a margin, you want to do a tactical tilt, you want to get overweight energy because you have an oil thesis, I think that's fine. But focus on what you can control. And what you can control is your emotions and your approach to investing and, you know, low cost index funds and dollar cost averaging, all the things that we talk about over and over. I think the Stoics would be on board with. So the next thing, what would a Stoic do is they would invest for the long term, not some get rich quick scheme, not trying to sell protein powder or pre-workout to get rich right away, or some buying some investing course that I'm going to outperform all other active investors on the planet, even though people get paid millions of dollars and have all the technology in the world and they still underperform the market. But I'm going to be singular in my ability to pick stocks and outperform. I think if you want to play on the margins with 1 to 5 to 10% of your money, okay, I think that can be fine. But to think that you are going to outperform the market over any long period, i.e. get quick rich to try to get, you know, doubles and triples in your portfolio, I think is a fool's errand. So Stoics greatly valued delayed gratification and long-term perspective. They caution against chasing short-term gains or fads, which is kind of chasing the hot dot, and stock investing is. You don't want to chase the fad. A Stoic would advocate for a diversified long-term investment approach based on solid fundamentals. What are solid fundamentals? Keeping your expenses low, buying companies and index funds when PE ratios or price to earnings ratios are lower rather than higher. So that, what does that mean? And, you know, for you, the investor. So Warren Buffett says, be greedy when others are fearful, and be fearful when others are greedy. So when the markets are at all-time highs, yeah, you might want to exhibit a little caution. But when markets are in the midst of a big correction, that's actually a great buying opportunity. Knowing that money is going to be invested in the long term, yeah, sure, if the market's down 10%, could it drop another 10 or 20%? Sure, but if you're dollar cost averaging, you're actually getting shares more cheaply than you otherwise would. So be like a Stoic and invest for the long term. What else would a Stoic say? They would say, live within your means, avoid the excess risk. Stoicism promotes a life of reason and moderation. They would advise against risking more than you can afford to lose. They would emphasize building wealth steadily through calculated risk and living frugally. So what does that mean? Frugally, live below your means. You don't need to buy the flashy watch, car, clothes, house, apartment. You can reward yourself for success, and I think that's fine, but you don't want to extend beyond your means. You don't want to employ a ton of leverage or debt in these things. If you want the new latest and greatest electric car, by all means, buy it. But if you can't afford it and now you have an $1,100 car payment or an $800 car payment and you're stretching to make that payment, that's silly. That's foolish. Buy the Honda Accord, buy the Honda Civic, right? So live within your means. Next thing, what would a Stoic say? So in investing and in markets, there are corrections, there are crashes, there are pullbacks. You pick your word, but those are setbacks. But a Stoic would view a setback as an opportunity for learning, to learn about yourself. What does it mean? Did I learn about my risk tolerance? Did I understand what my investment strategy actually was when I put all my money in GameStop and then it crashed? Well, I thought I had a high risk tolerance and then I didn't, right? So Stoics saw challenges as opportunities for growth. So there is no more challenging place to be than when you put a bunch of your money into an investment and it fails. You need to turn inward and reflect, why did you make the investment? What did you learn from the investment? How does that change your strategy going forward? Do you need to be more broadly diversified? Do you need some bonds or fixed income in your portfolio? Stoics would encourage investors to learn from their investing mistakes and not be discouraged by the losses. You have a long investment career, so you should understand these losses and setbacks to refine your strategy going forward, or to tweak your strategy, or maybe your strategy is exactly right. And this is just the normal part of investing, the emotions. So now, knowing thyself, it's a little cheesy, but to know yourself is to understand how you handle risky markets and setbacks. So maybe I thought my asset allocation could be pretty aggressive. Turns out it couldn't be, or vice versa. Oh, that pullback felt like an opportunity. Maybe you can actually dial up your risk. I would caution it's easier to start more conservative and dial your risk up over time in order to jump into the markets on a very risky asset allocation, have a correction, and then it's hard to make course correction unless it's just time. And if you have time and it's on your side, that's great. But just be weary of starting out thinking you are very risk loving and then realizing that you're not. Okay. What else would the Stoics say? They'd say, control your emotion. Don't let your fear or greed dictate your decisions. Stoicism emphasizes emotional control. They'd advise against making impulse decisions driven by fear of loss or greed for the quick gains. Quick gains. So easy come, easy go. Same in the markets. If the gains are quick, the losses can be just as quick, if not faster, right? A calm, rational approach would be the Stoic's recommendation to investing. So just keep buying in your 401k. If you have a taxable account, you have excess funds, just keep buying dollar cost averages. And people say, oh, Eric, but I just got a lump sum. Someone in my family passed away. They left me an inheritance. How do I do it? The market would say, and the historical research would say, if it's for 10, 15, 20 year plus, put it all in at once. Even if you have a drawdown, you're still reinvesting dividends and earning on those, and you're going to come out ahead. The emotional part of that, which is hard and to calibrate, is if you put all your money in the market and there's a big drawdown, you're going to be sick. It feels terrible. So probably the standard good advice is, what is the calibration between what academics say, put all your money in today because you're going to be better off in the long term, versus what do emotions say, dollar cost average over the next 6, 12, 18 months, even 24 months, even though that is financially suboptimal, what do? Split the difference. Take half the inheritance, invest it all today, and take the other half and dollar cost average over an 18-month window. So there's a way to approach the markets and approach your investing timeline that can make you comfortable and sleep well at night, okay? Next thing I'd say, or the Stoics would say, invest in yourself. Knowledge is a valuable asset. Stoics believed in continuous learning. They'd recommend that investors constantly educate themselves. Good job watching this video. There's a little bit of education here. So educate yourselves about the market, the different investment options, and sound financial principles. Why am I investing? What is compounding? What is the rule of 72? What are expense ratios and why they matter? What's the difference between an index fund and a mutual fund? What's a 401k? What's an IRA? What's a taxable account? You have to learn about these structures or work with an advisor who can kind of hold your hand through it if you have no interest whatsoever. Just make sure you're working with a fiduciary that charges low fees. But invest in yourself. Knowledge is a tool that the Stoics really valued. And so invest in the lifelong learning about the markets. This is where I would caution a little bit about investing, like a little bit too much. Too much knowledge can be dangerous because you think you know a company, you're in the weeds. I read the 10Q, the 10K, I know everything about a company, and it can still crash. Your investment thesis might be solid, but that doesn't mean you should pick individual stocks and put too much of your money in a name. So the real investment thesis is, hey, I want to buy capitalism. I want to invest in all the public companies and maybe some private if that you have access to those and you understand those investments. I want to own capitalism because capitalism is really good at making money. So I want to be a shareholder in capitalism. Okay, so invest in yourself is the main takeaway. Invest in knowledge that the Stoics would say. The next thing Stoics would say as it pertains to investing, and we kind of touched on this, but prepare for the worst, hope for the best. You need to understand your risk tolerance. You want to invest thinking, okay, I'm going to make 8, 9, 10% in my equities. I'm going to make whatever percentages in my bonds over the long term. But the worst, preparing for the worst, is understanding equities could have a 20, 30, 50% drawdown at any given moment. War breaks out in the Middle East that we're, who knows what's happening, right? Ukraine actually falls to Russia and Russia starts marching west. Who knows, right? So you have to prepare for the worst, and this goes back to the earlier commentary on risk tolerance. What is the worst? The worst is a global pandemic hits and markets correct 40%, right? So understanding, no, I can stay the course. I think eventually the markets will recover. I didn't need that money. It was for 15 years in the future, so I'm not really too worried about it right now. And frankly, I see it as a buying opportunity, which many people did. So congratulations to all those investors who bought the dip and have made a bunch of money since then. So good on you. But prepare for the worst, hope for the best. Stoics practice negative visualization, considering any potential problems. This is what we're talking about. Prepare with the end in mind. Stoics would advise having a backup plan in case of market downturns and unexpected events. So that backup plan might be a year's worth of expenses in cash or your emergency fund. That backup plan might be, well, I just need this amount in bonds or fixed income to sleep well at night. And then the rest I can let ride in equities. Like, as long as my bonds, I have some short-term treasuries are going to be safe, then I feel fine with the rest. So understanding what your asset allocation is and how do you express that thesis in the markets via low-cost index funds. Understanding what your worst is while preparing for the best. Life improves, company gets better. New products come out, new services come out, people are spending money, GDP grows. That's hoping for the best, which it probably is over time, but prepare for the worst. We don't know if there are market calamities right around the corner or if, you know, we're gonna have the next 20-year bull market. We just don't know. Okay, next, what would the Stoics say? Remember, wealth is not the only measure of success. It's a big one, especially in our society, in our economy today, but it's not the only measure. A Stoic would emphasize inner peace and virtue over external possessions. So you don't need to signal to the world. You need to be okay internally in order to have success, right? Stoics would remind investors that a financial gain is just one aspect of life, and a fulfilling life encompasses many other aspects. What are your hobbies? Is your health on point? Do your friends and family like you? Do your kids like you? Are you strong? Can you get up and do the things you want to do every day? Are you able to physically have command over your universe? If you want to go hike, are you able to do that? If you want to go play 3 rounds of golf on a weekend, are you physically able to do that? So take control of the other areas of your life and not just so stressful on the financial. So I think there are legs of the stool of a well-balanced life. And I don't know if this is stoicism or just something I made up or read, but got to have your health in place. You got to have your wealth in place. And then you have to have the drivers of happiness or contentment, whatever those are, your family, your friends, your hobbies that bring you joy and fulfillment. Okay, well, I am going to leave it there today. This was my commentary on Stoicism and how they think about investing in money. Like and subscribe if that's your thing. We'll see you next time. Take care.